When the movie Gravity came out in 2013, there was a distracting flurry of comments about how things really work in space. Now, I've seen lots of movies and television shows about ministers, and the industry never gets those right either. But I guess for people who know and care a lot about what astronauts do and what are the proper procedures for maintenance of space telescopes, these slips were distracting. Neil deGrasse Tyson published a dismissive list of the technical aspects the movie makers got wrong. Also, as one comedian put it, Gravity is so unrealistic. I mean, it shows George Clooney talking for 30 minutes with one woman. Poor George. That's gotten a little out of date now. He's been married for several years since then. I'm not surprised that the real import of the movie was lost in the nitpicking and the jokes, because it was about something we really do not like to talk about or think about or deal with. And we will chase any number of distractions in order to avoid it. Gravity. The movie, Gravity, is about grief. And it's worth watching with this in mind, because what Alfonso Cuarón, the director and co-writer, and Jonas Cuarón, the other co-writer, have to tell us about grief can really help us through it. When we first see the main character, Dr. Ryan Stone, she is floating in space. She doesn't seem to belong there. She's fighting nausea. She's not an astronaut or engineer by training. She's a medical doctor. But she has a reason to have signed up for this space station repair job. Her young daughter died from a fall in a playground. And ever since then, Ryan has tried not to touch the ground. First, she drove as much as she could, always driving, always on the move, never stopping, never settling. And then she went into space and got away from the Earth altogether. Gravity has not been good to Ryan. You can see why she would want to leave it behind. Of all the things that can kill a person, drowning or poisoning or a car crash, the writers chose a different fate for her child. She fell. She died of gravity. That moment of gravity's inexorable pull inflicted upon Ryan one of the weightiest, most heavy losses to endure. And then there's the very word, gravity, so similar to grave. In fact, the words gravity and grave and grief all come from the same root, the Old English meaning dig, dig in the earth. Earth holds us, which is all very well when we are happy. But when grief comes, we may want to just float above everything. It is so, so hard in such times of our lives just to be awake, to be aware, to continually encounter the solid reality of a world that reverberates with absence, because the one that we love is nowhere to be found. It's no easier when the loss brings also feelings of anger or guilt or relief, as it can do. There's no escaping our feelings, we know that, but if we could just float, maybe we could float away and never feel anything again. Ryan Stone gets her chance because the mission goes wrong, and suddenly it is very likely that she is going to die up there that very day in space. Alone and unmoored, she could take the perhaps easier way of releasing herself from life permanently. Or she could fight against the odds to return to a world that has become a place of suffering for her. But by the close of the movie, she wants to live. And in the movie's final moments, she digs her hands into the earth to which she has returned. She's grateful just to be here. And when she stands up on those shaky legs, the camera looks up at her sharply as if it's looking at a colossus. With that shot, Cuarón is telling us that Ryan Stone is heroic, and she is. She hasn't saved the world from invasion or her city from destruction. It's not that kind of movie. She has simply done what each of us must do at some point, at some moment when even to be on Earth, even to be of Earth, is excruciatingly painful. She chooses life, the whole weight and heft of it, just as her last name, Stone, suggests. When sorrow comes for us, or the many other complex feelings of grief, we may want to just float. And some floating can be good medicine. Music, sleep, the shadow world of movies or books might give us some relief for a while. In the end, though, we are creatures of Earth, and we need gravity. We must remain tethered to reality and all the pain it brings, or else float forever in a half existence. As the introduction to the movie says, as the camera pans over an unimaginably large, indifferent expanse, life in space is impossible. When we realize that we cannot float forever, and yet we still find it unendurable to touch the ground, friends can be the bridge we need. The touch of a hand, the sound of an affectionate voice, good food made by good friends. They tether us gently, not demanding that we return to gravity's relentless pull until we're ready, but letting us know we are of this life, this earth. Creating something together, whether a cantata or a conversation offers threads of connection when we still feel as if a stronger one would just hurt too much. When others express their griefs and losses, never as a comparison or competition, but humbly, out of their own need, like those who have brought these names and mementos and lit these candles today, they anchor us to the life that we share. And bit by bit, we may follow that lifeline back to healing and to joy. May it be so.